offer. So call 1-800-222-1901 now. 800-222-1901. 800-222-1901.
And now it's time for At the Movies with Mike Schultz.
Really?
Yeah, I dug this one up for you. It's theme song to the old Siskel and Ebert show.
Of course it is, yeah.
I work for the Sun-Times. I'm across the street at the Tribune. We don't agree on much.
Haven't heard this in years, man.
He is. This is the show that really gave you the idea that you wanted to do this for a living, isn't it?
It absolutely did. Yeah.
Back this when it was on Channel 11.
When it was on Channel 11, I was like 8 or 9.
And you and your friend would sit and pretend that you were Siskel and Ebert.
I said, I want to do that for a living. And look at what happened to me.
Here he is now, the entertainment editor for the River City's Reader. And
the first movie you reviewed was
Calendar Pool Boy,
Blake Edwards.
Hero at Large.
No, it was a John Ritter movie.
Oh, John Ritter.
Hero at Large.
Yeah, that wasn't the comedy that glows in the dark.
No.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
They wouldn't have let me into
that.
Like,
why would you? But that's what I had in my head.
What was that one?
I believe it was called Skin Deep.
Skin Deep.
Yes.
There you go. Why would a 9-year-old be reviewing
that
Skin
would be horrible.
Deep?
I believe.
Well, this is done.
So he's Mike Schultz, and he's here to talk to us about the movies that he saw. And we were struggling to remember what we sent you off to go see last week.
As was I. I was running at the gym today, and I was like, okay, I'm going to get the radio thing. What the hell? I remembered 127 Hours, which I saw for the second time.
Right.
But could not for the life of me remember what else. Turns out what I saw was The Mechanic with Jason Statham. Yeah.
I didn't realize that's a remake of a Charles Bronson movie.
Yeah. Yeah, early 70s.
Charles Bronson.
73, I think.
Yeah.
From Death Wish?
Yeah. No, Charles Bronson from The King's Speech. Yes, that Charles Bronson. So what can you tell us about The Mechanic?
It starts well. It starts okay. It's Jason Statham basically tutors a young assassin to, follow in his footsteps type of thing. Ben Foster's the twitchy younger assassin who has to learn life lessons and stuff. It starts fine, and then it just gets progressively louder and sillier, and Statham doesn't look like he's having any fun at all in this, which is understandable because we're not really either. But, I wrote my review. I mean, it might almost be time for him to do just a goofy Disney comedy. It might be time to do a little Dwayne Johnson there and cheer up a tad.
Because
he just looks grim and he looks constipated now.
Yeah.
He used to be
kick ass, and now it's just kind of
found out he was a dad.
Right?
What?
Well, I can't be a father. I get knocked down. I get up again.
Jason Statham is the wackiest mechanic.
Is that a new toy?
It is. Thank
you. It's kind of great.
Yeah, I put the needle on the record over here.
Very
cool. Just for when we do movie trailer bits.
No one says you're not hip.
What else did you see about...
And the other one was The Right with Anthony Hopkins.
Right, the exorcism movie.
It's the exorcism movie.
And?
Yeah. Which is moderately well done, but it's so serious. I mean, it really takes its demonic possession thing seriously. It's a story about a young priest's. Well, I guess
were
if
you
he's out to get you, yeah. But
are you looking for a lighthearted romp?
Well, there's a
devil's just up a little
Hopkins
bit of
has a line.
Mischief and horseplay.
He has this exorcism of this pregnant girl, and it's all very. It's like, throws some holy water on her, and she spits a little bit, and then she's fine, and she leaves, and they like pay her.
So she's
money.
Morning sickness.
Yeah, and the younger priest is like watching this, going, "What the hell?" And Hopkins goes, "You were expecting pea soup and head spinning." A little, yeah, would have been nice. You know what I mean? It's like it doesn't have any kind of trashy
so
fun
with it.
So
she's not possessed. She has morning sickness. So the priest comes in and just gives her some saltines. Yeah.
Doesn't she spit? Like, doesn't she
Catholic
spit up like
placebo? You know,
she spits up nails though, doesn't she?
She does eventually.
So that's
it turns
heavy.
Out she is possessed by the devil.
Right.
You know, whack whack. But it's just it's too serious. It's not. There you go. That's what I was looking for.
Possessed. that's the noise the devil makes when they figure out that you're actually possessed.
Possessed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And not to do a huge spoiler on it, but eventually Anthony becomes possessed himself.
Well, no, I think that's
they show that
in the trailer.
They do kind of show that in the trailer.
Because he starts having the twitch and all that.
Yeah, he starts doing his Hannibal Lecter routine again.
Now,
which is more funny now than scary. I mean, there's really nothing scary about him doing his, Clarice. Number.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, we've seen this a lot. We've seen this.
Right.
So is he possessed as well, or is he just getting old?
Well, don't ruin that part of it for us. He does
I'll
get
tell you that off camera.
He does get possessed.
Yeah, he does.
Okay,
yeah,
all right.
Yeah. It's not great. I mean, neither one of them sucked.
If you were the devil, I would think Anthony Hopkins would be on your get list, you know?
Yeah.
Sure,
right? That'd be a good one to have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd take him.
So today in theaters, and we've got a four-pack of tickets we're going to give away, courtesy of Darren.
Rave Motion Pictures, Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, of course, and they have the IMAX there.
I got to say, the IMAX is pretty great there. I got to see Green Hornet. Terrible movie, but the IMAX was cool.
Well, I have to assume that the IMAX today will have Sanctum.
Chances are good.
Which is the deep sea diving team headed by a father and son getting trapped in an underwater cave system, and they face a two-day battle for survival. Here's a little clip from Sanctum.
Of course. What have I done wrong? And
I see.
New toys.
This is my fault. All right.
We should explore this section while we're waiting. Might be a way out.
Waiting for what?
Waiting for the rescue party. There are no rescues down here.
Only body recoveries. Everyone up there already thinks we're dead.
Still think we should sit and wait.
Yeah, we've got enough food for the next couple of days.
Couple of days, this cave's going to be underwater. Understood.
I still think we should wait.
When is Maureen McGovern going to come out from a stalactite and start singing "There Has to Be a Morning After"?
Yeah, right?
This cave is filling up with cement. I still think we should wait.
Also opening in theaters, Quad City Theaters today, and at Rave, of course, a movie called The Roommate, which looks an awful lot like Single White Female.
I haven't seen a single preview for this.
Yeah, I don't
know what's going on
it's
here.
It's got Minka Kelly and Leighton Meester, who, by the way...
Oh, we like Leighton Meester.
I love Leighton Meester.
You like saying her name enormously,
I
right?
just want to someday say, hey,
someone gets a roommate.
Come over here, Meester. I just... One of them gets a roommate. It's about a deranged college freshman who becomes obsessed with her new roommate. Now, is Leighton Meester the crazy one? I'm thinking Minka Kelly would be the crazy one, but I don't know.
What is
And then they co-opt, and then she tries to steal her identity.
Minka Kelly is from Friday Night Lights. You would know her.
Oh, yeah.
You would know her, Mike.
No, I watched that show.
Remember, what was that movie with 200 Days of Summer? Remember the hot chick at the very end?
Yes.
That's Minka Kelly.
Well, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're in for a treat here.
I think I am.
Here's a little bit from the trailer for The Roommate.
I'm her only friend.
Rebecca's doing really well.
She's doing good?
She's taking her medication.
Medication? Rebecca, something is up with your roommate.
What do you mean?
You're all mine.
Now, Minka Kelly is the insane one. Leighton Meester is the crazy one.
Well, there you go.
Well, I think we should still stay here.
There's no recovery. There's no recovery in this dorm room. In 2 days, this dorm room's going to be underwater. Understood?
Well, we should still stay here.
Yeah, of a mashup, yeah. The Roommate Sanctum opening in theaters today. That's what Mike will be doing, kind of a mashup. It's going to be hard for you not to confuse the two movies.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I'm seeing them back
to back,
actually.
Maybe we should stay here in the cave. We've got enough of our medication for a couple of days.
Uh-huh. Right.
Yeah.
Boy, neither one of these interests me.
Everybody up there already thinks we're crazy in this dorm room.
Well, regardless, I still think we should just stay here.
Just stay here. Maybe just hang out in the dorm.
Let's just blow off the whole
just
semester.
Get some pizza.
I got a hot plate.
Worked for me.
Have some ramen.
Those are the movies we're just sending Mike off to see. You can read his reviews at rcreader.com and hear what he thought of them around this time
next
week.
And also checking out that Nicole Kidman flick. Let's remember that that's
right.
out there.
The Rabbit Hole.
The Rabbit Hole.
Which is a movie about a little kid that gets killed.
Yeah, so
I
you're not going to go.
No, I'll have none of that.
Okay.
No. Thanks. He's dead. It's terrible. It's a terrible way to...
What an awful
denouement that would be. Just a little song. But it's based on a play that won a bunch of awards, right?
Yeah, Pulitzer Prize winning play. It's a really good piece of drama. Really good.
Is this something you might be doing at the Curtain Box at some point?
No, they just did it, actually, about a year and a half ago at Richmond Hill in Geneseo.
Did they?
Excellent production.
You haven't done any acting in a while. What's going on there?
It's been since November. I've got auditions tomorrow, as a matter of fact, for the next Curtain Box.
What are you going to be reading for?
It's a David Mamet comedy, Speed the Plow, which is going up in April. Mm-hmm. So
you'll be doing Plow?
Mr. Plow.
I'm also doing a reading for that.
Oh, yeah?
The monologue I've prepared is the Madonna part.
Mm, nice.
Wasn't that the one she
was
in?
That was the one. Yeah, well done, by the way. Pulled that out of your behind.
Yeah.
Nicely done.
Yeah, but it's been sitting there
a
while.
You got game.
He's Mike Schultz from the River City's Reader. We're Dave and Darren, and be the ninth caller right now. We'll give you these movie passes, a 4-pack of tickets, too. Go see my new movie girlfriend, Leighton Meester.